What's going on, guys? Welcome to the Out Crowd Podcast, episode number 281. Everyone always told us our opinions didn't matter, and as it turns out, they were right. What's going on? I'm Zach.
Jared.
Quack.
Rob.
Why the fuck did you say that like that, Jared?
Because I'm already over this.
He's exasperated as fuck just being here.
My God. I was, like, excited to see you because, like, I mean, every time you fill up my cup, you know, and I haven't seen you in a long time, so.
Yeah.
You know, I waited for you to call, too. Yeah. Like, by my phone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
never
cool.
Called.
No, I didn't.
Yep. Never called. So, thanks. And now I'm angry.
So what are we doing here,
okay,
then?
Okay, well, with the anger, let's just... That definitely did not happen last week with you being away.
I would believe that. And we're back.
There you go.
The vibes were off the whole time after there were no crash cymbals.
Yeah, just threw everything off.
Fuck.
Energy levels were significantly lower.
You're all full of shit.
Everyone's like self-esteem was much higher, though.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Nobody,
we'll see what we can do to fucking ruin that today.
Nobody had to worry about the stupid things they might say.
You guys don't say stupid things. I just trick you into thinking you said something stupid. Mm. You let someone with the intellectual capacity that I have do that to you. No, what does that say about you?
It says that you,
tell him.
You love gaslighting.
Yes.
I saw a quote that made me think of you, Jared.
Mm-hmm.
It said, "I'm not gaslighting you. You're just crazy." Like the ultimate gaslight.
The most in-your-face gaslight there is.
I ain't gaslighting you. You're crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, love gaslighting.
It's Jared's bread and butter.
Yeah. It's my favorite thing to do, but like my wife is mentally superior, like levels and levels above. So she's got a way of doing it to where I don't really know that she's doing it or understand that she's doing it. But by the end of it, I find myself like 20 minutes later, like, wait a second. Hey.
That bitch.
Come here. What was that thing you said?
I finally worked it out.
And you were talking shit.
One time,
I believe that happens.
One time, what we need to do is bring her in here to counteract here, you.
Can we mute his mic? Can we?
Jesus,
just,
man!
Can we just turn his off?
Jeez, I'll go back to bed.
Sorry, go ahead.
I was just saying, one time we have to have her in here so that she can sit here and just turn the tables on you.
I bet she'd love to be a part of it.
She's the best part of Jared by like 99%. You know what I mean?
I mean,
without her, he's dog shit.
Right. But if you want to take full advantage of her being here, like video games and movies, like stuff, that's not her jam. So if you want to keep her like involved,
we're going to talk about Taylor Swift and Dick.
You.
Taylor Swift,
yeah,
Dick, and
dick.
Me.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm the dick.
Like what we would basically just focus it around, like, Jared said this, Jared did this, and then we would say something stupid so that you would try and gaslight us and then see her just fucking flip the table on you real quick.
Yeah, no, dude, she's scary. We can't have her here. She's scary.
All of a sudden, she's running the podcast.
Yeah. All of a sudden, we got structure and a fucking itinerary for all the landing spots we're going to hit in this pod.
She just becomes fully involved and she starts giving out fucking...
And then reminds me I got a doctor's appointment on Wednesday.
Yeah. starts having out like demerits when we're late. Fucking.
Oh, no, she would be late too, dude. She is not a punctual person.
Oh, okay.
That would be fun. We should try it one time.
Oh god.
And then I get out. We get outside after the pot. I'm like, don't ever fucking talk to me like that in front of my friends again.
You're embarrassing me in front of my friends.
In front of my friend Rob. Stop that.
Okay. Fuck you, man. Fuck you.
Rob, what up, dude?
Not much. I bought a car this last week.
Yeah.
Damn.
Lamborghini? What do you got?
No, Subaru Crosstrek.
Oh.
Not quite.
Far from a Lambo.
Yeah.
That's I'm happy for you. Are you excited about it?
Fuck yeah, dude. It's I was in the dealership. I don't understand why the fuck it takes so long. Like, I was at the dealership for 6.5 hours.
Really? Is it brand new?
Yeah. So like, even I was sitting there like,
that's not even the best part, dude. He paid cash.
Oh, there's that too.
Damn.
You got that Heisenberg money?
Yeah.
No, they had nothing to do is the point.
Oh, yeah.
He paid cash. The car was brand new, and he still was there for like 7 hours.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Right?
Did you really pay cash?
That's the crazy part.
Well, with my trade-in for, I had a GTI.
Oh.
So I traded in and paid cash.
Like,
but the trade-in, I didn't even bring my car there because I wasn't planning on buying a car. They offered me full Kelley Blue Book value. Without even seeing it, they just took my word for it. They didn't even know I had a car. Like, I was just like, yeah, there's roughly this many miles. It's in pretty good shape. They're like, okay, we'll offer you this. And I'm like, that's like full value. Okay,
that's like way more than I owe. Sick.
That is wild though, because like I mean, if you go to a dealership, you know, around 10 or 11. 10 to get there early. I feel like normally you're out of there by like.
I was told.
No, normally you're out of there by like 1 or 2.
Come on.
Hello.
How are you?
Good.
Where's this idiot?
Upstairs. He said I had to come down.
Oh. Pop a chair. There you go. There's your seat. I guess we're not having Colton today.
Grab your headset.
Okay. We were talking about the fact that he bought a car and it took him 6 hours to do it while he paid in cash. Oh, yeah.
It's loose as heck.
Yeah, it's just drilled in. That's what she said. there you go.
Oh, thank you.
You have a nice voice on the mic.
I have a nice voice on the mic?
So can we mute those two?
What?
How am I lumped in with this?
Sorry.
Yeah, man. I thought he was your only friend here.
Yeah, you're my only friend here.
Yeah, what's happening?
Yeah, what the... Jared, you don't even know what you're doing at this point.
He's cutting all ties.
I guess we're just going to start doing pods with significant others. We were just talking about doing one with his.
Hey, I am down.
But mine's scary.
I can be friends with her.
Okay.
I feel
we'll do
like.
Great.
Okay. Well, like, she's scary to me.
Don't,
yeah. Not like.
Don't.
Exactly.
Don't believe his propaganda. She's a sweetheart.
She's a nice lady.
He's the problem.
I think that's usually the way it goes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is how it goes. And it's deserved. I bring a lot of it on.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Hey, I almost made him sleep on the couch.
You should
nice.
Have.
I was so mad. You do not make me mad when I am hangry.
Every,
it was not the plan.
Every third Wednesday, I think you should just do that.
Just third Wednesday. Yeah. Be like, okay, you gotta sleep on the couch tonight.
Yep.
Yep.
Like to imagine Colton sleeping on the couch.
Actually, my couch will turn into like a queen size bed. Oh. You just move it together so he would be set.
Okay, so who got punished really?
Well, he gets a small TV and no access to really any gaming system, but his PC is down there, so he'd have access to that at least.
He'd probably be okay.
You'd think so, but he hasn't been gaming much, so.
Oh.
I know, he's a piece of shit.
I told him he'd game.
He's a piece of shit.
Why hasn't he been gaming much?
Because he's a piece of shit.
Just that? That's it?
Because he doesn't like us anymore.
Oh.
Oh, there he is. Yay!
We were just chilling,
boo.
Man.
Uh-huh.
Talking shit?
No.
Definitely not. There's definitely
not at all. I mean, Rob chimed up a little bit, but we shut that down. Yes. I was like, Rob, stop. He's not even here to defend himself.
Yeah, Jared was the one trying to protect you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's wild. There's a total change in dynamic out of nowhere.
Yeah. I went way out of character.
I woke up and chose violence. What can I say?
Right.
Hey, you guys have fun.
Oh, no. You are getting to take your spot back.
Yeah. We forced her to sit down and join us. Yeah.
She didn't look like she really enjoyed it.
Yep.
Enjoy.
God.
What's up, my neck? Jesus fucking Christ, Jared. The
yes.
Fuck, man.
Yeah.
Perfect. I hate you so much. I hate you so much.
Fucking Christ, oh, man.
That was so beautiful.
No. No.
God damn, Jared. Oh,
talking
to my boy bad. Right here. Yeah. Yeah, it was obviously a term of endearment.
Yeah,
cool. Can't
I'm
wait.
Sure that's what everybody else is gonna think too.
Mm-hmm. Why wouldn't they?
Just bleep it out.
Yeah, yeah.
Bleep, bleep.
Thanks for adding that to my fucking edit.
That's the only edit you're gonna have.
Are you sick?
I was sick last week.
Oh.
My voice is
fucked
up.
Yeah.
I have recovering. I got what you got, and Rob had what we had, like, what, 3 weeks ago? Whatever you have is going around.
Yeah,
that definitely is.
Yeah, I had some shitty cold, and then my boss got it, and my voice came back, but my boss's didn't. And it sounds like Jared's didn't. It seems weird. Like, some people lose their voice for, like, 3 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah.
No fun.
Anyway.
No.
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 Anyway, no. That fucking sucks. That doesn't make any sense to me because if you paid cash, I feel like you should be in and out in like 2 hours.
Yeah.
Less than that.
I feel like the last time I was at a dealership and bought a vehicle with a trade in, I was there for less than 6 hours and I was getting a loan.
That truck up there, I said, I'll buy that if I can be out of here in a half hour. And I was out of there in a half hour. And I didn't trade anything in. I just said, let me get that.
Damn.
I should have used that tactic.
We actually bought my wife's car and my truck at the same time, and we got out of there in a
Jesus
half hour.
Christ.
Yeah. But it was like a Friday at 5 kind of thing. You knew those salesmen like wanted to go home.
Mm-hmm.
So they expedited the process so that they could.
I'm angry that they can and
they don't.
They don't. Yeah. Like, what? Why is that not an option?
Well, the amount of time that they spend trying to upsell you on everything.
Yep.
Like everything that the car can be upsold on, everything that you can attach to it on, like a, you know, the floor and seat treatments and the all the bullshit that you can like add on top of it. Yeah.
That did take a long time. Like the upselling of like all the things, I was just like, dude, shut, like I literally said, please stop talking. This man in front of me, I was like, please, can you stop?
Wow.
I want to go.
By that time,
like, well, you just gotta know,
by that time he's into warranty like on your antenna and shit, you're like,
yeah.
If it comes off, it comes off.
Dude, those but fucking warranties, god,
they're a scam. That's how they make their money.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. That's bullshit. Because
they probably made $500 on that car.
Yeah. But like when I got a warranty on a used car, and then my clutch went out in like 2 months, and I took it back in, and I was like, well, I pay for that, you know, the top tier warranty or whatever. And they're like, well, this isn't covered. And I was like, well, why? Like, because it's a wearable item. I was like, explain to me what on a fucking vehicle is not a wearable item.
Yeah.
And why would I want to insure the non-wearable item?
Yeah.
I want to insure the wearable item.
Yeah, especially when they're like the $2,000 fixes, and I've had the car for 2 months, and I knew how to drive stick. So it's not like I was out there fucking just grinding every fucking gear and putting my foot on the clutch halfway while driving. Like, I was like, there's no way I wore this out in 2 months just myself. Yeah. It's like, and you won't even cover it? And they're like, no. So I paid the $2,000, got it fixed, and then I sold their car, and I made all the money back on the warranty. Because if you sell the car within, like, X amount of time, the warranty money you pay comes back, and I got my $2,000 back.
Nice. Nice.
Gotcha, bitch.
Was that on that Mazda?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that
black, the Mazda.
That black Mazda I had.
Yeah.
That's why I only had it for such a short time. I enjoyed I enjoyed the little black Mazda, but yeah, that fucking pissed me off. And then right after that, I just traded it in. I got that fucking Mustang.
Yeah.
You got the Stang.
That big boy V6 Mustang.
I never said big boy Mustang. Hell yeah. But that car, I'll tell you what, that car is by far the most comfortable car I've ever driven. Like when we went to Montana, those bucket seats were just glorious. Nice. Like, it was so comfortable to ride in.
Fucking nice.
Rob, what do those shirts say that are behind you?
Which ones? Oh, these?
With the hat on top of them? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It says, strike them out, fuck them up.
Nice. I like that.
Sick.
That was saying my brother had when he was playing baseball.
Oh, that's sick.
And not dead.
Yeah.
And not dead.
Damn.
That's brutal, bro.
Oh, you should see it when he does it around my mommy.
She doesn't like that.
She's not equipped for that.
I could see that.
I literally had to be like, Mom, that's how like some people cope. And
yeah,
it's okay. It's...
Oh my god! I didn't know it was that big a deal. That makes it way funnier.
No, you didn't know I had to say that to her?
No.
Yeah, I was like, Mom, it's okay. Like, it's how people cope. It's and she was just like, jaw on the floor. Yeah.
Holy fuck. That's so good.
As a result of what he said, that's what my brother would say when he wasn't dead.
It was a variant.
Yeah,
yeah, and I had
I think the first one I did, it was like when you guys were moving up here, and so a bunch of people were sick, so they weren't going to be able to help move the stuff into the house.
Yeah.
So, like, everybody was rolling in, like, with the, oh, I'm sick, I can't help. So I said, I'm sick. And then I said, I'm sick of having a dead brother. Oh, God. In, like, a family group
text. There's, like, 13 people in this group chat.
Oh, my God.
Did it fucking just cold stop the whole conversation?
Yeah. Except for me, who ha-ha'd the message.
Come in clutch. He came in clutch. That's the sixth man right there.
Yeah.
Fucking put a ha ha.
That's fucking sad.
I'm tired of having a dead brother. Dude, that
I
is.
I said,
ha
ha, you're going to be there, right? Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Anyway,
I do definitely believe that Mama would do that, though, because the reaction that she got when Zach just straight up told her that we were going to adopt a child, that was a good reaction. Like it was like silence on the phone.
It was a black African baby.
Yeah, we're gonna adopt a little black. Like, and then like on the phone, you just hear,
it's nothing.
And then
so like instantly she full on believed.
Yeah.
Well, wow. So for a little bit of context, I was freshly divorced in a very dark place. Hadn't lived with my family in like I hadn't lived in the same state with them in like 6 or 7 years. Like they didn't know who I was. So, I mean, it could have been. I mean, maybe me and Zach found true love and we wanted to adopt and start a family. She didn't know.
That's fun. That's fun that you could do that. I could never get. Yeah. We could never get James's mom with one of those pranks.
Oh, really?
We tried to do the gay prank, and she
really
0% believed us.
I think the separation really plays into it, because there's no way that mom would have been convinced either.
It's just probably because she didn't know who I was, basically. It's been so long.
It was funny though.
That's fun.
But she knew exactly who I was.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know why it was such a
oh my god.
Oh. Yeah. Dude, that is so funny.
It's pretty savage.
It's what my brother used to say when he wasn't dead. That's so dark. I appreciate that humor right there.
Yep.
Yeah, that's Jared's humor.
That's the good stuff.
My my whole family is kind of like that. Like, me and my mom and my dad, all like, we're all similar in that way. So mm-hmm. at least there's some amount of understanding.
Got the dark humor.
That is not how our parents are.
No.
Well, I guess Gary's a little bit more, but mom does not like the dark humor.
She gets butthurt really fast.
And she does not like the even just like the basic humor, like when we were in Washington, me, Colton, and Terrence, our brother-in-law, when we were driving through to get to the island, all we kept saying was just like, wow, it's so pretty out here. I just can't do it because of all these stupid liberals. And you should have just seen mom every time. Yeah. Mom every time was just like, oh, you stop it. Stop saying that. And then we drive past a new patch where it was just like beautiful trees and open ground, and someone would say like, man, it's beautiful out here, but goddamn liberals. And then,
fucking liberals.
Oh my god. Like, she did not like
it. Oh my
gosh.
That sounds just like her. I thought she was here.
Yeah, it was
oh my gosh.
Dude,
that was a good time.
A few months ago on my way out from the pod, I gave Pops a hug goodbye. He says, what are you up to today? I said, and just like, I just made it up right. I'm gonna go stand on the bathroom sink and stare at my ass in the mirror. And his face didn't change. He's like, right on. And like, fucking like dap me up real quick. And then I went on my way. Like, dude, Gary's just here for the ride. He doesn't care.
So is, dude.
You could go from one extreme to the other. And he'd be like, right on. And he might crack a little smirk.
Yeah.
Well, and then your mom was like, what are you doing? Yeah. She poked her head out of the laundry room.
That's like when...
That so sounds like that.
Yeah, dude. He's like, right on.
Like, all right.
And we fucking dapped it up and I was gone, dude.
It's like that day when Zach used to live here, and we were all in my room playing like Tomb Raider or something on the TV, and you were in there, and we were laying on the bed, and we were holding hands, like elbows up, holding hands, just laying on the bed, just chilling, and then he came in to see if anybody wanted food.
Yeah. Dude, and like, he almost didn't acknowledge it.
Yeah.
Dude, he's just here for the ride. He doesn't give a fuck.
It's true, man.
Yeah, we were holding hands, dude, and he walked in and almost didn't acknowledge it at all.
That was that day that Zach talked about where he was like super high on mushrooms or something.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, I was the night before. I had been throwing up all that day. Yeah.
Was that the shaman experience?
Yeah, it was. It was.
Shaman. Yeah.
Hey, two stories collide. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think, but like, we got her a lot with it. I think that was the main focus, was the liberals for like that whole trip. Because she never came around to the joke. Never at one point was she like, ha ha ha, like getting it. Every time we made any kind of joke about it, instantly she was just like, oh my god, stop saying that.
About liberals?
About like being in Washington, like how amazing it is, but being like, god, I just can't live here because of these goddamn liberals. And then she's like, oh my god.
Liberals.
Yeah, like, that was,
yeah.
She never came around to the joke.
Yep.
We thought it was fucking hilarious, though.
It was funny because we always got reaction.
Dude, and it's like, Pops upstairs, you can almost never get a reaction out of him, but you can throw Mama through a fucking loop in 3 seconds.
It's so true.
If you just...
I'll never forget it.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, I was thinking about like when I came home from... I was doing something I probably shouldn't have done. I literally don't remember, but I remember like sneaking in the house like I was 12. And mom's on the couch with Colton, and she was, do you remember? Okay, she was like, Zach, get in here. Colton just told me he doesn't believe in God.
Yeah.
Get in here and talk to him. And I was like, I'm going to be homeless in 30 minutes. This old school Catholic lady, there's no way she's not going to kick me out on my ass.
That was like a fucking, that was our day of reckoning, bro.
Yeah, it was, dude.
I remember we had talked about it and you were like, Mom can't know. You can't tell Mom.
Yeah, I did. I was like, dude, well, I was like, I'm going to have nowhere to live.
Yeah. I felt so bad at that in that moment because it was just the worst timing.
I'm so glad I didn't get pulled into that one.
Yeah.
I did get pulled into others eventually, but
I was like in the middle of debate and Zach walks in. I was like, fuck.
And she didn't miss a beat. She was come talk some sense into him. Yeah. Tell him all about our Lord and Savior.
So clearly she had no idea who you were at that moment.
Oh no, are you kidding me? No way. I'd sooner told her I was gay, a drug addict, anything. Yeah.
Yep. Good times.
Yeah. It was, I didn't get pulled into that one, but I definitely got pulled into some eventually.
Mm-hmm. Those ended up being my favorite conversations I ever had with them.
We had some really long ones out on like in the summer, out on that table out there, sitting out on
the porch. I'd be like, so mama, what was your favorite part about the Prince of Egypt? Was it when God killed all the babies?
Yeah.
How about all the sons? Yeah.
We had many debates, for sure.
Yeah, that was great.
There was this one moment, we were all out back. It was in the summer, we were drinking. And I was sitting next to Gary. And he'd already, like, pre-game for their pre-game before the game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're just sitting there, and he, like, fucking nudges me. I can't remember what was happening, but he nudges me. And all of a sudden, he starts telling me a recipe. And he just kind of goes and I stopped and I was like, hey man, what the fuck are you talking about? He's like, that's what I'm gonna cook for dinner tomorrow. I was like, sick. But like there's all this commotion going on and it's like he nudged
he's
me
like, listen to this shit. Like,
bring your attention over here for a second, and started laying out this recipe on me. Like, what the fuck are you saying? 350 for 15 minutes? Wait.
Yeah.
How does this pertain?
Oh, that's perfect.
We were playing cards out back. Uh-huh. And Candace was on the other side of me.
Oh, Lord.
And I was talking to her, and he nudged me, and then fucking hit me with his best chocolate chip cookie recipe or something.
He was just drunk enough where he was like, yeah. I gotta fucking tell you about this recipe, dude. Someone's gotta know.
He's like, you know when you like ask someone to help you do something, but they're too knowledgeable? That's how he is with cooking.
Yeah.
Because I like asked him for like we were having a Super Bowl party years ago and I wanted to cook wings. And you know, like, and so I ask him and like it's just nothing to him. Especially wings, like so basic.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's just like, and then I'm like, I don't know. Nope. Start over. Give me fucking step and then tell me like I don't know any of the, you have to break this down like I know nothing because I don't. And then he'll find it. But like when you first ask him, he's just like, oh yeah, it's just blah 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 blah.
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand.
He skips all the basic.
I miss his cooking more than I miss any of you.
That's fair.
Yeah, his
cooking is fucking good. It is.
I miss his cooking. Yeah.
Yeah, we had.
Maybe I'm thinking about abandoning my family and moving back in just for it.
Yeah,
oh, we got two rooms for you.
Yep, you can take my place.
Oh, yeah,
take my room.
And then they won't have an empty nest anymore.
Mm-hmm.
My plans have changed. I will no longer be visiting Utah.
You told us last week.
Yeah, you mentioned that.
Oh, I did. Okay, I just wanted to make sure I told you.
Yeah, dick.
Still sad about that.
I still don't remember that.
Well, you're a dick.
I told you.
Yeah. We had a whole pod last week.
Whatever.
Literally all we talked about is you not coming to the
Yeah, that was the entire
pod. It was an hour and 15 minutes.
Yeah, you're
reiterating dick. That you will not be there.
Well, just want to be sure I will not be coming.
Okay.
I'm still mad I have to edit.
It's one little bleep you're going to have to throw in. Well, make sure the bleed's short enough. You hear at least.
No, it's, no,
yeah.
No.
It's like that Jimmy
you
Neutron.
Probably should add.
You know that Jimmy Neutron meme? I guess you couldn't handle the Neutron style. Later, that's one of my favorite fucking memes.
Oh my god.
Because it's just like, you know he doesn't say it, but it's cut perfectly. So it sounds like it.
I guess you couldn't Later handle the Neutron style. That's so funny, man. That's a good one.
Zach, you better change the subject fast. I got that anger on my mind.
It's really hard to change the subject when they're laughing as hard as it. Because whatever I bring up, they're just not going to hear.
Yeah, we're ignoring you at this point.
Jared and I have fun on this podcast.
This is what happens when Jared's gone for a week.
Yeah,
he didn't get any out last week, so he's got to like catch up.
You know how fucking quiet it was last week?
I heard, dude.
I was like, this is fucking weird, dude. I don't like this.
Where's the antagonist?
Yeah. Yeah, it was all calm. It was a calm. We even did extra length. It was like an hour and like 12 minutes of just calm conversation.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It was nice.
Yeah, I'll pick my daisies here.
Yeah. Well, guess what? It's a different week.
Yeah.
So we three and others, but we three are going to see Dune 2 today.
Oh.
Very excited.
Nerds.
Yeah.
You guys would be going if you're in the same state, but whatever.
I'm offended. I didn't get a ticket regardless. I mean,
you live out there with those fucking liberals.
Yeah.
I've never felt like I belonged anywhere more.
That would be the most expensive movie you've ever seen because
the
ticket was paid for, but you would have had to travel.
Mm-hmm. Nah, man, FaceTime me.
Yeah.
God, the whole
FaceTime
movie.
The whole movie. Oof.
I'm rough.
I'm sure that'll go well.
Yeah. Oh, so you, I was very mad at Rob this week. Like very mad.
I forced him. Like what level? Like when we scared you in the basement? Kind of mad, or
I'd have killed for that. I'd have killed for that. So I forced him to watch John Wick.
Yeah,
yeah.
At the cabin. Did we kind of started that, right?
Yeah.
So I was like, well, I want to see the fourth one. So I watch 2 and 3 this last week. And I couldn't enjoy one fucking minute of it because all I kept hearing every time John Wick doesn't die was Rob's voice being like, this is crazy. This would never happen. There's no fucking way he would survive that. And I just can't. I was like, God damn it, Rob, you ruined my fucking life. I used to be so stupid and innocent. And just I could just enjoy these movies. But now every time that the guy with the gun waits clearly to run into frame till John kicks these two knife wielding guys' asses. And he has a gun and he still chooses to run up and like try to point blank shoot him.
Yeah.
I can't enjoy it anymore, man. It's fucking crazy.
Well, those movies, like they're never meant to be realistic. Like even in the first one, like, that like because even I think is it like the third or the fourth one where he's getting chased down with guys with guns and he literally leaps out of like a third story window and he goes through the glass and then he fucking hits a car and then falls off the car and he lays there for a minute where he's like, oh, and then he just gets up and moves on.
Yeah,
like there is no
continues fighting everyone.
Yeah. There's no realism in terms of like bodily functions, but the like realism is the actual like gun-fu, like the actual fighting. That shit is just too good. And like the cinematography.
The hand-to-hand.
Yeah, like.
You want to know what moment broke me in the John Wick movies? In the fourth one, when he's got to go up 3 miles worth of stairs.
Yeah.
And then he fights 300 dudes.
Yeah.
And then the one dude kicks him all the way back to the bottom. I was like, oh. And I had to sit there and think, like, all that work is gone. Meanwhile, he's like, John, that's not real. You can't pull that off.
No. It's not that. It's not that part. Like, I'm even so inclined to believe that this guy might really exist. Somebody who's just that really good at, like, hand-to-hand combat and fighting. It's literally the, okay, he's been making noise, killing people for 10 minutes, and people are still coming at him one or two at a time. That's it.
Yeah.
For, like,
making of the bad guys. Like, that's the,
yeah.
And nowhere do the police and, like, show up.
Well, that's the thing, though. This world is... Like, because in the first one, there's a cop that says, are you working again?
Yeah.
And he says, you working again, no. Jen? So, like, somehow in this world, it's all tied together. You know what I mean? Because, like, in our life, we never hear of 30 armed men being killed in an open warehouse. And, like, you know what I mean? Like, so, like, somehow in the world, it's all tied together. So the police might just be like, yeah.
You don't understand the reach of the high table.
Yeah.
They might be above the government. Like, you just don't know.
Yeah. And that's the Illuminati.
And then Rob's like, dead brother would think.
That's the other thing. Dude, I didn't realize. So I'd only seen 2 and 3 one time years ago. And I forgot how much they do explain. They don't explain everything, but I was like, oh, this is not an assassin movie. Because in my mind, it was still an assassin movie. No, it's a fucking Illuminati. It's fucking, these people run the world. That's why it's like. Because it all felt kind of small in the first one. There was clearly like a world, but all of a sudden in the second and third one, you're like, oh, these guys are like above the government. These are like, this is biblical stuff, like Illuminati. Mm-hmm. So it's like, it really put it all into place watching them again. But
and there's like, there's all other stuff that just like makes no sense, but I give absolutely zero fucks. Like in the second one or whatever, maybe the third one when he's trying to like get his way back to being free and they're like, okay, you have to wander into the desert this direction until you can't walk anymore and then you'll find him. And it's like, what do you mean? Because he just walks and then he stumbles and rolls down a hill and he's basically like dying of heat exhaustion and then he wakes up in their tent. So like, could they just always see him?
Yeah.
Did they just wait until like...
I literally just watched that and I'm like, well, they probably have drones or satellites. Yeah,
Like, what is it? Yeah. The only being at the starting point and just walking, they wait until you fall down. Like, none of it makes sense.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. They probably watch you when you pass out. They're like, okay, this dude really wants to talk. Scoop him up.
And then,
but yeah, like, yeah,
you know the hacksmith guy that's done all those cool fucking projects. He made a bulletproof suit.
It's
not as thin and clean, and like, it's not as good looking as the movies. But they found a way to do. The shirt's just a shirt. The vest is like a certain level of body armor. Then the coat or the jacket is a different one. And then the pants have it. And they tried shooting. And I think they shot a 45. A 45 at it within like in a gun range. And it did not penetrate.
Wow.
So like it could hold against 9 for sure. And then they did up to, I think they went up to 45 and it held.
Yeah, but even though it wouldn't penetrate all that,
that
45 round would kick your fucking ass.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it can still collapse your lungs. Yeah. It can still break your ribs.
Yeah, because that power literally has to go somewhere. Something has to absorb away. That is a law of physics. It fucking goes somewhere.
Yep.
And then I've watched videos on like standard body armor that you can purchase. And, like, they shoot it with really high-end armors. The amount of, like, I can't remember what they call it, but the amount it'll blast in and not penetrate is massive sometimes. Like, they take this armor, they shoot it as it's held against, like, a, you know, one of those torsos, the jelly torsos, and then they'll pull it off, and the bullet would have pushed it in, like, 4 inches. So it's like, could you imagine, like, someone shooting you, and then that's just pushing into you 4 inches after all that? Like, holy shit, that would hurt.
That's what she said.
Yeah. 4 inches, baby. You know it.
I think it'd be cool to get some like backstory on like the high table and stuff like that, like the lore behind the high table.
Yeah. I'm waiting for the TV spinoff. I'm waiting for the movie spinoff. I'm waiting for.
I think
they're not done milking that cow.
No, they're done with John Wick. I heard what they're doing is like a different assassin or something. I don't know. They're gonna find someone else to do a like different story with.
They got big shoes to fill.
Not surprised.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's... I mean, it's definitely not going to be even close to as good. Although, as long as the gunplay and the fighting is as good, I don't care. Yeah. And, like, if cars go... What's that loop called in France, you know, that they were driving around, like, tearing shit up? If they do stuff like that, I'm interested.
Yeah.
I'm a simple man. Guns go boom, I'm just cars saying. Go fast.
Yeah. Yeah. Kick.
Nunchucks like, to the I face mean, and the dick.
at any fucking point, I would just be like, hey guys, you, and you, stop running towards him. Let's go up there and shoot him.
Yeah.
Like, don't get close to him. He's gonna fucking kill you. Let's really, go, let's go up on the rafters. Yeah.
So, he's the boogeyman. Okay. Mm-hmm.
The first one is still by far the best.
It's a flawless movie.
Especially
other than the flaws we pointed out.
Well, the first one was so much smaller though. Like the amount of people he was killing was literally like in the fives. You know what I mean? Like
54.
Yeah. But like as in terms of like I go into this place and I kill people, it's like a group of five, not like a group of 80 running at him. Yeah. But then, like, the whole time he keeps saying, you know, I'm not back. And then his speech, he's like, people keep asking me if I'm back. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm thinking I'm back. And then he fucking murders people. It's like, oh!
I put that in a YouTube video, that little clip.
Yep.
Yeah.
Fucking Baba Yaga, man.
The beginning of the second movie is really cool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he like fucking kills the rest of the Russians in New York. Like I think he kills them all.
Yeah.
There's no more Russians in New York. And then the last boss, he fucking pours him a shot and just says peace. Mm-hmm. Like, damn. <That's>
badass.
It's fucking crazy.
I like the supporting people in those movies. Like the guy that's in the Continental in New York, he's a super cool guy. And then the guy that he meets in France or whatever in the second movie when he's prepping to go take down, like, go into the in kill that lady. The way that he's just like
the guns.
Yeah, he's just like, oh yeah, I need a party favor. I need a this. I need a that. And then like the guy just
need a tasting.
Yeah, like the it's super cool. Yeah. That stuff's super cool.
I'm thinking something a little more robust.
Yeah.
Yeah, those movies are great.
Waterproof grips.
Yeah, they're fantastic. I'll watch them all again right now.
No, they are amazing, but I just couldn't help but notice all these ridiculous thumb flaws all of a sudden.
Yeah, no, I mean, you definitely notice it. There's some fight scenes are worse than others, too, with it. But.
Yeah.
Well, you can definitely tell in the, I think the second one, maybe it was the third one. I don't know. You can tell that they don't work with, like, the biggest budget. Because, like, some of the CG, like, some of the hits and stuff where they do crazy stuff isn't, like, the best you've ever seen. But I'm pretty sure their budget compared to like Marvel's is very small, and yet Marvel still has worse CG somehow.
Marvel's sometimes too thin.
Well, they went, they literally dropped to the bottom of the barrel. But like they don't, so like some of that stuff I noticed, but really it's just like, compared to other movies that try, you know, there's so many movies that try to do like a really good action film, and they're just fucking boring 90% of the time.
Mm-hmm.
One of the most glorious things I've ever seen is the aerial view, the above head view of him clearing that house with the dragon's breath shotgun.
Yeah. Yeah, we were talking about that last week. That scene's fucking ham.
I was
like,
I need to get me one of them.
Yeah, dude.
Some of those
that's bad.
Some of those things are just super cool though, cuz like remember Hill House? You know what they did like a in episode 7 like a 6-minute uncut shot. You know, like an uncut shot for whatever reason is always pretty good, pretty cool. But then you throw a fucking all that choreography, fighting, and shooting on it.
Yeah, it's pretty epic. The effects too with the fucking dragon's breath rounds are so good. Like it just looks like their fucking flesh lights on fire. They did it so well.
Have you guys watched 1917? That war movie?
Yeah, that's a good movie. I like that.
That is trippy to watch a movie where there's literally never any true cut.
Yeah, never a visible cut.
There's never like, I'm focusing on these two people, and now I cut to see these two people and react. If they want that, the camera literally moves, and then moves back, and then like, there's never, I mean, they obviously have like a lot of cuts, and I've seen some of how they did it, which is crazy, because a lot of it was like, flawless CG. Or if they would like, they can wipe slowly. So if they would go past like a wall, you know, they turn and go as the wall passes, they would cut right there.
Right.
And then wipe it in. But like it's no cuts though. Yeah, it's super crazy.
1917?
Really cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like in France in the war.
We'll check it out.
It's wild. Like, there's just no cuts.
Yeah, that was really cool. I still remember Dunkirk.
Yeah.
That's,
Dunkirk was crazy.
That movie was fucking awesome. Guess who didn't know anything about Dunkirk before they watched it?
Yeah.
Me. Same. And I was expecting this fucking Saving Private Ryan style war movie. The whole thing is the Allies are just getting their fucking asses kicked the whole time.
Mm-hmm. I only knew about it because...
That didn't happen. We didn't lose.
We never fucking lose.
This propaganda.
I only knew about it because I watched a ton of fucking documentaries on war, on the wars.
Yeah. I watched Fury the other day. That's another good war movie.
Oh my God. It might be the best.
That one's rough. That's what that
is. It
is
rough, but it's rough. Good.
That's like watching For Only the Brave. Is that what it is? Only the Brave, the hotshot firefighters?
Yeah.
If you want to fucking cry, just watch it.
Yeah.
That movie is fucking amazing, but fuck it. I know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I see it, and I'm like, God, that's such a good movie. And then I, like, go to play, and I'm like, I don't feel like crying.
Yeah.
I don't want to have the feels today.
That's how I was with fucking Green Mile. I watched, like, the first three quarters, Mile. And then I was like, I'm not going to finish that.
Yeah. I'm tired, boss.
Yeah. It's such a good movie, but I was like, I don't feel like I want to cry. My eyes out. I'm good.
With Mr. Bojangles, one of the greatest characters ever.
Mm-hmm.
Just behind Heath Ledger Joker.
Isn't that like a Stephen King book?
I don't know.
Green Mile? I don't know if it is.
I feel like it is. Because it's got like a whole like sci-fi thing to it.
Yeah, it does. It could be.
But yeah, I don't want to make you feel the feels.
It looks like it is.
Yeah, it's crazy, right?
Yeah.
He actually does movies that aren't just like a clown trying to eat your face off.
Yeah, right.
Or the children being lost in the sewers for 6 months and just having the best orgy you've ever heard of. Still don't know why they didn't put that in the movie. But...
Yeah, I can't imagine why.
That's the only reason I saw the movie.
You storm out of the theater. Excuse me, I'd like a refund.
Is for the kids having an orgy?
Nothing like the books.
Oh my God.
Did you not know that?
No.
Yeah.
Goddamn liberals are ruining Hollywood.
Yeah. No. So in what would be the first movie or the first act where they're kids, they kill him, they think they kill him, and then they get literally lost in the sewers for like days, and they just each have their turn with redhead chick, whatever her name is.
Beth.
Yeah, they each just are...
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure some of it's kind of an orgy situation, and some of it's kind of like, oh, it's your turn now, and they, yeah.
That's kind of a dark twist.
Now,
it's Stephen King. Crazy. Like,
like we killed the clown. Yeah, let's fuck.
Yeah.
No, like remember, this is an original story. He did not have to do this. He chose to do that.
He wrote those words on the page.
He chose that. That is the question.
I'm thinking a pen name might have been in order for that book specifically.
Yeah.
He has multiple pen names. Like he has like maybe just use one of those. I don't know.
He was very proud of it, I guess.
This is Stephen King's work.
My decision, my work.
I don't know what any reasoning is. Like I've never read the book. I've just listen to people explain like what happens and read some small passages or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know like what the significance is in the story, if there even is any. I don't know. The only thing I know is they left that out and they left the turtle out. They show the turtle a couple of times because his brother has a turtle, a Lego turtle on his dresser, and he has like
in the second turtle, movie.
He has like turtle pajamas, and then when they're swimming in the pond, they're like, "What was that in the water?" And it's a turtle.
Yeah.
But the turtle is a huge part of it.
Yeah.
Like
the turtle that's don't vomited Stephen King. Out the universe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's weird.
It's super fucking weird.
Yeah. It's really weird. And then you think about like fucking guy. The other strange thing about it is like Derry from It, this town, and then the town where the one with the cat.
Pet Sematary.
Pet Sematary, and then like three others all are like in combined. Like they're in the same universe.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So in that entire universe, the universe was vomited out by a giant turtle.
Yeah.
Turtle.
Makes sense, right?
Yeah. Who'd have thought?
Yeah.
Crazy.
Fuck flat Earth. We came from turtles' vomit.
Yeah. Big turtle vomit.
I like it.
Where are you finding that lore at?
It's literally in the book.
Yeah. It's in the book.
Yeah.
It's. Yeah.
Yeah. 100%.
And nobody. Fuck. So, like, the original movie and these ones, they didn't decide to put that one in either because who knows?
Turtles and orgies, man.
Yeah.
The strange mind.
Who knows? Maybe some point a turtle comes in the orgy situation. I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't know the specifics, and I'm okay to not know the specifics.
Yeah.
So I'm good without that information.
Yeah.
Movies be cray, dog.
Weird.
Books be cray.
Books be cray.
Books cray cray.
Books cray.
Cray. I can't watch horror movies no more. It's very sad.
Dog, if you want to watch movies or play video games, just come over.
Yeah. I'm going to have to. If there's a horror movie that's coming out and I need to see it.
I've already watched like 3 new ones that you haven't seen.
Were they any good?
No.
Well, then there you go.
Yeah.
Waiting for a good one.
If they were good, I would let you know. Trust me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, actually, no. The only one I let you know.
Thanks for not calling me.
X. That one that was just X. That one was good.
Oh, yeah. The one you told us about.
Yeah.
I tried to find. Where did you say that was? I tried to find it.
I think it was on Netflix.
Yeah, I couldn't find it. I forgot what it was called, to be fair.
X. It's literally
like,
just
I was like,
X.
Maybe if I just browse, it'll pop up, and I'll remember.
No, all they do is push their Netflix-only shit.
Yeah. That's how it goes.
And usually. Hulu's doing the same thing, and they're just pushing their own.
Whoa. Yeah, because I might be able to watch it once Jesse's asleep.
Whoa. Who the fuck just left and joined?
Zach.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know what happened.
I think that was me.
Was also. It?
Was it... Yeah.
Oh, maybe it was an RN.
It's the Russians.
Fucking Russians.
The Russians. They're Fuck. Listening.
Fuck
Goddamn
Russia.
Goddamn Ruskies.
Fuck Russia and each individual citizen.
Has anybody... And
personally, fuck them.
Has anybody here actually tried to watch any of Avatar?
I haven't yet. No, we're going to watch it, though.
I've seen clips.
I watched the first episode.
I heard the first episode was really weak, but it gets better. Is what I heard.
Yeah, I try not to have like a super strong opinion after just the first episode. The bending's dope, but they left out some pretty key pieces.
Mm. I've only heard bad things.
Yeah, me too.
I don't know what the fuck you're talking
about. They just can't seem to do that right.
Well, I just don't like
mid live action.
I just don't get it. Like, why? You know what I would do if I wanted to re-release Avatar? I'd like HD the fuck out of the old one, and that's it. You know what I mean?
That's all you need, yeah.
Like HD the fuck out of it, maybe add some new like drawing in the back to like give it more added detail. But we do not need a live action of everything.
Yeah,
we don't need a remake of everything.
Well, it's funny. Like we've been talking about watching it, and we probably will. But I've been thinking like, or we could just rewatch.
Yeah, that's
the cartoon.
Literally exactly what I thought. Instead. I was like, oh, I could watch that, but oh well, actually, Avatar's just here. Like, yeah. That's
on the same streaming service.
Yeah,
let's just watch the good one.
And I feel like it's gonna be the same exact thing because I do know there's supposed to be rumors of the new Harry Potter series, right? I feel like that's been rumored for a long time.
That's been rumored. That's just the Percy Jackson one too. They did a series of that.
Yeah, which I also heard got really bad reviews. But, like, when Harry Potter, if they start releasing that series, I'm just going to be like, well, I could just watch the movies. Or I could read the books.
Whoa.
God, what is happening?
Oh, man.
I think it's just Discord at this point. Because everybody blinked in and out.
Yeah.
Boink. What were you going to say, Zach?
I was going to say... I started watching the second season of that show.
BoJack Horseman, I'm going to lose my fucking mind.
All right, well, mute Rob.
God damn it.
No, it looks like Halo. Like, it sounds like Halo. Oh, and all the Halo memes, but it's not. It's not Halo. That show. It's called Halo.
Yeah.
I started I started season two, and once you realize everything that I just said, that it's not Halo, mm-hmm. it's fucking cool, man. Like, fucking Chief gets, he fucks. He fucks, man.
I saw, that's cool at least. I saw a funny quote from that actor who was like, if you don't like the helmet comes off, then you don't like the show. And people were like, right. Yeah.
Correct.
Like, I don't, this isn't like a, that's not a jarring statement. Like, we've openly said that's one of the things we don't like about it. And also the fact that you make him have sex and, like, he has feelings.
That was such a weird, like, personal choice they made. Like, giving him a relationship, that's like making a fucking movie about an atheist and giving him religion, or like, yeah. You know, like it's so crazy. But it's not Halo. Okay, it's
like calling a movie Star Wars and only happening on one planet. Like, why the fuck?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, but dude, Chief fucking fights. I mean, they got money, man. They got that Paramount Plus money, so it looked good.
That's good, at least.
Chief's fucking fighting six elites with swords. Yeah, it's fucking cool, man.
Yeah, I've seen clips that, like, I enjoy the clips, but I just don't want to put in the work on like the internal drama of this fake Chief having sex with someone.
Yeah. I don't know. He's jacked. He is pretty to look at, man.
But you're not supposed to see that. It's the allure.
Well, see, here's the thing. If I was to do it, I would. If they wanted to do this route, I would not make. Don't make Master Chief the main character. It's okay.
Yeah.
Like, build the story around other people, and then have him be this.
Just a god. Fuck.
Not in the middle of my Halo rant.
Yeah.
No, just like make him this elusive badass who comes in and out and saves the day when he needs to. But have other people. But then you don't have to take his helmet off. You don't have to. Don't fuck with Master Chief. Because then you can take all the liberty you want, making up all the backstories around these bullshit characters nobody really cares about.
Yeah.
But then that's Chief that's how I would fix
psychopath
it.
Psychopath mystery man.
Yeah.
That's all you need.
He's the demon. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. But but since they chose to make him the main character, there's no way he could, like, he's not gonna walk, like, you see him talking to his superiors, you see him after the missions, like, he wouldn't have his armor on. So,
well, that's the other thing though, is that they've let the Paramount has said the same thing, or the writer has been like, how do you expect someone to show emotion or have, like, connect with your main character if he never takes his helmet or his armor off? And it's like, bitch, fucking Mandalorian's been doing it for 4 years now. I love the Mandalorian. The first season. No, it was at the end of the first season, yeah. But
like the second season at the end. He did take his fucking helmet off all of the first season.
It was the second season, yeah.
Yeah.
But either way, it was 5 minutes. Like, that's more acceptable. If Chief's helmet came off for 5 minutes at the end of season one, that's way more acceptable. And then there's other ones too. I can't remember, but they always compare it with, like, there's like the Mandalorian and there's like three other things. Oh, like Judge Dredd never takes his helmet off. Like, there's a lot of people that in movies or in shows have worn a helmet and a suit and never taken it off for the entire thing, and people are still enjoy the character.
But you have to think the writers wanted to put him through this arc, and I think they are correct in the sense of you cannot have put him through that arc unless he shows emotion. Yeah, but
for what
I would just say, don't fucking put him through the arc. Yeah, shit.
Maybe write a better show.
Yeah, right. Write a better Halo.
One of the glories of never showing him, though, is everybody can identify with him.
Mm-hmm.
You never classify him as anything.
Yep.
All you hear is a fucking voice, and you're like, "That's me." Even though he's 7 feet tall and can fuck shit up, that's me.
Yep.
Yeah. Either way, if you can look past all that, it's, if nothing else, worth the fight scenes, man.
It's basically what you're saying is it is a really good fan fiction show to watch. It's a really good fan fiction show to watch.
Yeah, sure. I think it's worth your time because there's only like 8 episodes or something. Like,
I would say I would much more interested in watching that show than even trying Rings of Power. Because what I've heard from that is it's a really bad fan fiction show.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mandalorian, he only takes his helmet off in the Bill Burr episode, right?
In season two. He takes it off when he gives away Grogu. He lets Grogu see his face.
The first time, I stopped watching right after he took it off the first time. He gets fucked up, and the robot's like, well, I'm not human. You can take it off in front of me.
Yeah, maybe that isn't season one, yeah.
So but do they show his face in that part?
Absolutely. He takes it off. He looks very... I remember that because I was like, oh, he does. And then I stopped watching. So...
The only time I remember is when he has to take it off to do like a retinal scan or something. And he doesn't want to, but it's like to save Grogu or some shit.
He takes it off to say goodbye to Grogu. I know that. But it actually ends up working in a story arc, which was kind of cool.
Dude, he gets disavowed. Grogu? Spoilers.
He basically gets disavowed from his, you know, covenant or whatever it is until he goes back to Mandalore. And he actually goes back to Mandalore. You actually get to see their planet, and he has to do a bunch of cool shit. It worked into the story. That was kind of cool.
Yeah.
And Bo-Katan is in it. She's from Star Wars stuffs. Good Star Wars stuffs.
Yeah.
Not that trash over there.
I love that we have a poster to point to.
Yeah, that's a movie. I mean, it really comes in handy that we can point to the shit ones.
That one's good. Is it episode 4 or 8?
No, it was 7.
That one's 7.
7.
7.
Force Awakens.
Yeah.
And like,
which is the lesser.
Well, okay, but the other reason I keep it up is because you bought it for me and had it framed for me for like Christmas or my birthday.
Yeah.
So it has like some personal meaning. It's just too bad that the movie ends up being shit.
Yeah. Well, cuz when that one came out, we were still pretty on board. We were like, that was pretty cool.
Yeah. They didn't completely ruin it.
Notice
how
it doesn't have 8 or 9 up on the wall.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No. I do have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and then 7.
Yeah. Yep.
7 got in on a technicality.
Yeah. It got in on our hopes and dreams.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They really tried it, bro.
All right. Well, my house is waking up, so I can no longer guarantee a quiet mind.
Hurry and do it before you get disconnected again.
Okay, if you have any questions, comments, concerns, death threats, or ransom notes, remember to send them to imwiththeoutcrowd@gmail.com. We are not on Twitter. Check out our Discord. Check out our Etsy shop and consider becoming a patron.
You know,
send us a story or just say what's up.
Oh, yeah. I was just doing it on the pod.
Yeah, I know.
I forgot.
Just remember, our feeds don't matter, so why the fuck should yours? See ya.
Okay,
bye.
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 Yeah, if
you want to, like, give them weird sounds to hear, you got to put your mouth up to that one.
Yeah, here, hold on, don't go yet.
Give them some ASMR on their mic. That's what he was doing for us in our headsets.
Yeah.
That's what you were missing out on.
How is that not distracting him?
Yeah, he didn't hear it.
This motherfucker walked in, sat down, and then asked me what time the movie was. Yeah. I text him the exact same way I text you.
Yeah.
So like, and then I answered him, but I had to come over here, sit down, and pull my phone up and read the text and tell him. And then he was like, thanks, that's all you had to do. He had to do the same thing. It was on his phone.